We welcome in Chief Hudson of the North Platte Police Department. Dan Hudson joining us for our monthly chat with the Chief. Chief, how did the month of January turn out for you and your colleagues at the police station?
Warmer than the month of February, it seems like.
Yeah, to say the least.
We're busy. I mean, but that's the rhetorical. Anyone asks, how's it going? How are things? Busy.
Busy.
No, things are good, though. We're trudging along, trying to get some hiring done and trying to get some stuff like that, catching up on some end-of-the-year reports from last year still, and going to be putting out an annual report for what the organization did for the year of last year and stuff like that. So, and trying to stay warm.
Yeah.
The other day, was it Tuesday maybe I got to work, or Monday that I got to work, and it was minus 14?
Yeah. I can't remember which day that would have been.
It was, well, they're all like that. So, and
they're
actually
all cold.
I sat kind of, I think, I'm not sure if we put it out last night or we'll be putting something out today, just kind of a press release just asking people to be careful as we sat through our first round of National Weather Service weather briefing yesterday for the coming weekend and the storms and stuff. They were predicting minus 20 to minus 30 degree wind chills over the weekend with maybe 4 inches of snow. So
yikes.
please be careful. Remember our pets, you know,
yeah.
If you have animals that are outside. But minus 20, minus 30 degree wind chills overnight, that'll be something. So it's going to be cold. What did I listen in Rick Windham? Brass something alert.
Oh, the brass monkey alert.
I had that in a couple of my emails, too. I think it was the mayor's the one that responded when I don't know if he was on that toll, but some of the weather ones that we do around that I was going to declare a brass monkey alert for the weekend, and I got some laughs out of that, but I got to give props to Rick on that one.
Oh, yeah, He's not, that's the first one he's issued of 2021, so.
Well, he needs to get on it, because, or he needs to get up earlier, one of the two.
Now, Chief Hudson, I'm glad you brought up the weather, because a couple of your colleagues in law enforcement this week have come out and said, hey, folks need to be prepared if you're going to be doing any traveling. Specifically, I'm thinking of Colonel John Bolduc, the superintendent of the Nebraska State Patrol. He put out a message to anybody traveling, be prepared. If you become stranded, I think his press release said, too, be prepared to stay in the car.
Stay in the car. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I know there's been the folks, the captain down here at Troop D, I saw him on KNOP the other day, and the colonel. You know, it's one of those things, too, we say it all the time, if you don't have to travel, stay at home. Mm-hmm. I know I had a trip planned for this weekend, and we were going to leave, and we decided just to stay at home.
Sure.
Because just the extreme colds, and then, you know, you always worry about pipes, and you worry about other things, and
especially
your pets, and you're not going to be home. But, yeah, the thing is, make sure you throw some extra, maybe throw a blanket, make sure you have your gloves, because we do it all the time. Hey, I'm just going to run over to, I've got to go to Hershey for something, or I'm basically in my sandals or my, you know, my slippers. And
especially if you have that remote star and the car's nice and toasty
for you. In the garage,
and
I've just got a sweatshirt on, and next thing you know, you're in a ditch, and you got to get out and walk or try to push or do something like that. So, no, just maybe a blanket, have your gloves, have a coat in there, then just, you know, make sure your cell phone's charged. I think we get a false sense of security with our cell phones now because we're never away from a phone, but there are places still, believe it or not, that you might hit a patch that you don't have cell service.
Sure, especially out here.
Absolutely. So, just extreme caution. Just be really careful. And when the weather gets bad, and right now our streets are all kind of, you know, they're severely snow-packed or ice-packed. Mm-hmm. Some of the majors are melting off. They melted off a little bit yesterday. But
4th and Phillip were pretty clear yesterday, I noticed.
Yeah, and we're, like I said, we're supposed to maybe get three or four, five inches more this weekend at times. If we're going to have big wind. So, you know, and I can't remember if they said big winds. I just know with the wind chills, it was going to be cold. But just be careful, and as we talk about it all the time, just give yourself extra time. Give yourself extra stopping. You know, it's interesting now, I'll come up to a stop sign and it's snow packed, ice packed. You stop back an extra 20 feet because you don't know who's coming around that corner a little fast and stuff. But I know, was it Saturday and Sunday? I kind of stopped and helped push a couple people out. And the majority of those people were younger drivers at intersections where they'd gone around a little quick and ended up.
Had
some learning experiences. And next thing you see, three cars pull over and push them out real quick.
Yep.
And there's a happy sigh of, oh, thank goodness, on the driver's face. It's like
and nobody's hurt, thankfully,
and nobody's
too.
Hurt, yeah. So just, again, it's that time of year. Just be careful.
Well, I think the time, too, is a huge thing, like we've talked about before. Give yourself plenty of time. And just because the speed limit says 25 miles an hour does not mean you have to go 25, 30 miles an hour. If you're not comfortable and you're more comfortable going 20, 15, you know, use your own discretion at that speed too, I think is big, especially in the city limits.
Absolutely, and a misnomer, four-wheel drive does not help you stop on ice. Might help you go forward on ice, but it's
or get out of a predicament. But
it's not going to. It does not increase your stopping power on ice covered and snow packed streets. So again, just give yourself extra time and really be careful and stuff like that. So.
And the city remains in a snow alert. Is that correct?
It does. It's a snow alert. Some decisions were made last week that with the snow alert and versus snow emergency. And I'll just say this because I think most of the city officials came back to work Monday with their mailboxes, their voicemails full.
A couple of emails.
And it wasn't the traditional, good morning, Chief, how are you? I hope you had a nice weekend. they were a little more direct and to the point. But just because we don't declare a snow alert or a snow emergency doesn't mean the city crews and city services aren't out there. I know in Lane Shop, those plow drivers and sanding, and they were out and they were working 15, 17 hours at a time, and they were out all night. So we did not go into a snow alert simply because the way that the snow was coming in, the way the plan to remove snow was discussed. And when we do snow alerts and snow emergencies, it's as we discuss the plan of what are they going to push, what are they going to move, and if they're not going to push or move, but they're going to push the mains, which there's no parking on already, and then they're going to do a lot of sanding, and at that point, early on in those storms, it's about the viaducts, it's about the bridges, keeping those clear, keeping those sanded, keeping whatever kind of de-icing they can put on those, but so then we did do a snow alert, I think it was Sunday afternoon, and that was... And I think the PD, we put out a press release asking people that said this was a snow alert, but it was going to be a multi-day operation just because of the volume of snow. And people, you have to remember, too, when we get a lot of snow, it's not just a matter of pushing it. There comes a point where are we pushing it to?
Yeah.
And that's not my shop, but I know as I sit through those conversations, it's like we can move it, but at some point you got to put it somewhere.
Yeah. And snow's going to got to somewhere at some point.
And it's not
it's not as simple as it's going to necessarily melt quickly, especially
now when it's that was part of the conversation throughout the week also was with temperatures at zero or minus 11 it's not going anywhere. And as we know, there was more snow coming this week, trying to figure out where do we put it. And then there's always those conversations. Once it's kind of packed, if you plow it down, you're plowing just straight to ice, and you're not going to get that gone. So there's a lot that goes into it, and I know people get frustrated, and people... maybe some people have a perception, because the plow hasn't been by their house right now, that they're not out doing anything, and couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah, I was going to say, couldn't be further from the truth. They're working away.
They're working away, and they put in some serious hours last weekend.
Now, Chief, can you tell us the difference between a snow alert and a snow emergency for the city of North Platte?
A snow alert is basically we'll put the snow alert out generally a few hours before we put out a snow emergency. The snow alert basically tells people, hey, we're thinking about doing a snow alert.
Kind of a heads
up. Move your cars. Maybe it's time to start. If you're going out of town, if you're a railroader or something, and you're getting on a train, or you're doing something, getting ready to go out of town for the weekend or a few days, snow alert means you might want to move your car.
And
this time of year, if you see snow in the forecast, if you're going to be gone for a day or two, you might want to put your car somewhere that, if you live on a snow emergency route. But then a snow emergency basically says you have to move your cars off the emergency routes, or you could be ticketed, or we could tow the car.
Okay.
And it just, as we were talking off the air, again, I hate to talk all on Lane Shop, but he'll text me later and say, you were wrong. But what the snow emergency gives people when all those cars are off the street, it allows them to stack those plows, and it allows them to go curb to curb. I know the last snow emergency we had was the big storm before this one, and I think Lane was saying it it helps him. It reduces the plow time on all the snow routes in town by 5 or 6 hours.
Oh my gosh, that's huge.
Because they can go curb to curb, and they're not having to go and stop and go around cars. And then, contrary to popular opinion, again, those guys hate burying cars because you talk about phone calls.
Oh yeah,
you know the police department has nothing to do with this, folks. So I'll give you their number. No, but when people have dug out their driveways and stuff, and then the plows come through and throw all that snow up on the driveway, and then there's a lot of calls, but people did their sidewalks, and then the plows come by and throw snow back up on their sidewalks. Sorry.
Unintentional.
Unintentional. It's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
But it does stink when you know people have plowed out their driveways.
Sure.
And stuff.
It's a bummer. It's frustrating.
I won't say exactly how old I am, but for all the time I've lived in Nebraska, it's always happened. And then the burying cars, if you don't move your cars and the plows come around, again, the drivers don't like that. The drivers would rather not have to contend with any automobiles on the thing because, unfortunately, some of them get hit and, you know, and it's some bad conditions.
Get buried and
get bad conditions out there. And then, the snow emergency is just saying you have to move them off, and
it's no longer a recommendation; it's mandatory.
No, and unfortunately, we've taken in the last couple of years since I've been here, we've taken a pretty proactive approach to citing those. You know, when I got here, they said they hadn't done it. We've never done that. And then the first one we did, a lot of people called me and said we'd never done that. And then I think we've got people now, they understand when we declare a snow emergency that our officers are going to be out there citing. And we do.
If they have to. We
don't want to.
Like we talked about before, they want to stay in the car.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than getting out in snowy 20 below zero weather and writing tickets and putting them on cars. But for the most part, people have been really, really good. We can see each storm we write less and less. And
good.
And
good.
The reality is when we do a snow alert, we already know when the snow emergency. Say, okay, we're going to do a snow alert at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to do a snow emergency at 8 o'clock. But we'll announce a snow emergency effective 8 o'clock. It's the 6 o'clock news, and we try to make sure it's always so that we get a couple news broadcasts out, and then the department puts out press releases to all the media.
And it's very convenient. The timing has always been very convenient for media too. I've talked to colleagues, and for me myself, it's been perfect timing too.
And we actually are conscientious of that. We look at that.
Which I appreciate very much.
Well, because the reality is to decide at 10:30 at night we're doing a snow emergency effective 2 in the morning, who's up to move their cars? People are already in bed.
P and the telegraph, but that's about it.
Police officers.
Police officers.
But yeah, that doesn't do us any good to, you know, so we declare a snow emergency at 2 a.m., and then generally my direction to our people is 2 hours after the snow emergency is when we'll start taking enforcement action.
Sure.
And that's kind of...
Still gives people a good window to get the vehicle.
It's not like 6 o'clock is a snow emergency, 6:01 you're going to take it. No, we understand.
Give some time, get home. Or if you're not home, make arrangements for somebody to do it for you.
To have it moved. And again, because we don't want to do that. It's just it's to make things... Think about it. 5 hours faster they clear the streets when we have cars off the streets.
And
that's amazing.
Here's one thing I want to bring up about that, too, Chief Hudson. Looking at it from a citizen's perspective, as a taxpayer perspective, you and I are both local taxpayers, that saves them time, money, and energy, too.
Absolutely. And the reality is when there's cars out there, and if they hit cars, that's tort claims and lawsuits and all those things that we pay for, and then it's all those things. And I don't know that since we've been here that we've had big snow on a Tuesday. During the day, they've all come in, it seems like Friday, and here, what is today?
Yeah, it seems like a weekend, doesn't
weekend,
it?
Weekend, yeah. So, and here we are on Thursday talking about snow today and then 4 or 5 inches maybe over the weekend. Huh. You know, I think there's a method.
There's a pattern
there, isn't there? If they can get that out, they can get it plowed and get done with it. Then employees can get home to their families, into their nice warm house.
And what they want, obviously.
You know, or their kids' basketball games and this and that. So we try to make it as convenient, and we try to make it as informational as we can, trying to get that stuff out there. But like I say, with those snow alerts, we generally, behind the scenes, we know, okay, this is at this time, this is a snow emergency, this is enforcement at this point, and then we'll know kind of, okay, the plows are going to hit the street at this time.
Yep.
I mean, or the the plows and the salting and sanding will be out, but then this is, we're bringing in five trucks at this time to
focus heavily
on
X, Y,
plowing,
and Z.
Yeah, and, on the moving of snow. So it's a pretty, it's a pretty consolidated effort by a lot of the different departments we're involved in. The fire department's involved in it because of the, they've got
emergency transportation,
you know, lane shop over at streets and public services and stuff like that are all involved in it. City administrators, he's involved in it. He's kind of the mayor. They're involved in it as far as maybe not on the actual do it now. It's more, you know, they're pretty good about letting the folks that are kind of tasked with those responsibilities. But they're
the
in the loop. They know about it.
They're in the conversation.
They know about it. And then what was the last one I got from the mayor? Oh my, was one of the responses. So, no, they're involved. So we keep, you know, and then emergency management, because they host all the weather
briefings.
They host the weather briefings, and we started having those yesterday at 12:30. So, you know, between, you know, Chief Thompson, myself, Lane, we'll all kind of be sitting there, and we'll, you know, start having those conversations. What do we think? Mm-hmm. So. There's an effort and there's a little bit of method, and sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we say, you know, there's only a, well, this one is, there's a 12% chance of, well, I'm probably giving national weather. Oh, you interview the weather guy. So
on
tell
Monday,
me exactly what does 12% chance
mean?
Well,
that was Monday.
a 12% chance of 3 to 4 inches. So does that mean we should have everything out? Because when it's an 80% chance, we don't seem to get it. But when it's a 12% chance,
almost seems like it's more likely to happen.
Yeah. So, but that's, so that was the thing yesterday. And then we start talking about, okay, what do we think? And then we'll reconvene later. But this time of year, we're in Nebraska. We know it.
Weather's unpredictable.
And how many times have we not supposed to get anything and we end up with 14 inches? And, you know, so. And like I say, sometimes we just miss it, but it's not intentional.
We're going to take a quick commercial break here on our monthly Chat with the Chief. Chief Hudson will be in the studio here for a few more minutes with us, and then we're also going to be joined by Shannon Vanderheiden from the West Central District Health Department, along with Mayor Kelleher this hour on Mugs in the Morning. First, we'll step aside for a quick break on KODY.
Hey guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics, and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can order absolutely risk-free. So go online or call
800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
If you call in the next 6 minutes, battle with a Larry King TV special.
800-600-2020.
Pick up the phone right now.
Now remember, it's free. I just need your Medicare number.
Yes, if you could just give me your bank account number, I'll send you an enrollment check and a new Medicare card.
Scam artists take advantage of seniors by making false promises and claims, causing billions of dollars to be lost to Medicare fraud every year. Never give out your Medicare number or your bank account information. And if you do receive a suspicious call or have questions, contact the Senior Medicare Patrol Program at 1-800-942-7830. Brought to you by the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services.
Sutherland Sportsman's Cove would like to thank our veterans and troops this month. They would also like to give a special thank you to our doctors and nurses for what they have done and continue to do every day for our community. Let's stick together. Shop local, buy local, and support our community. Thank you to our veterans and our essential workers. This from Sutherland Sportsman's Cove, a locally owned business, thanking our patrons and proud to be a part of the community. Let's continue to work together.
And And welcome back inside the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios for Mugs of the Morning. It's presented to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Brent Rogo, Pete Volz, and Bo Widd for Home Life and Auto Insurance. Call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. And Chief Hudson, I'm sure you heard on Monday, Rick made the comment that with names like Brent, Pete, and Bo, they could almost form a country group and do some touring throughout the state, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd go see them if they were in the area.
Heck yeah, I'd probably travel. I'd even buy a T-shirt.
You'd be the groupie.
Yeah, and I don't buy. Can I be a roadie? Can I set up?
Yeah.
I don't buy T-shirts at concerts very often, but I'd buy that one.
You'd buy that. I think I'd buy one too. Yeah. Hope to get an autograph on it. Now, Chief Hudson, as we wrap up the conversation here a little bit about the snow issue, the snow emergency and snow alerts here in the city of North Platte, I want to talk about the importance of citizens in city limits of North Platte shoveling their sidewalk, making sure there's a clear path. Don't have to shovel the whole sidewalk. Me, personally, I have a little back walkway that just connects to my driveway. I didn't shovel all of it, just left a path for myself. But I was certain to clear all of the public sidewalk and that main walking way and even the walk up to my house. And well, why is that so important for citizens?
Well, it's amazing to see how many people are still out walking and moving around our community on sidewalks, on foot during this weather. And it's just, you are required to shovel your sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, here's we get into the, well, the city pushes all their snow onto my sidewalk, why can't I push it back into the street? And you're not allowed to push snow into the street if people have some of the driveways you see people plow their, you know, have ATVs and they push their snow out.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed, it's illegal, it's against city ordinance to push that snow into the street. And what happens with that is, so let's say they did that Saturday and Sunday, and some of the piles are pretty significant piles, and now by the time the snow plow gets to your street on Tuesday or Wednesday, basically they're driving down the street at 25 miles an hour with their big plows and stuff, and they hit this 4 foot high, 6 foot wide, what was powdery snow on Saturday now is just ice.
Yeah.
And it damages, it destroys equipment, it damages plows, it takes plows off of the street now because they have to go in and get them fixed because they hit these things.
And there's some cost that's going to go into that too that
absolutely
comes back to the city also.
Absolutely, and we do a really good job, I think, at the department of letting businesses know. We send out an annual snow letter that mm-hmm. went out probably a month and a half ago, reminding business owners, if they have a large parking lot that they have to push, and you'll see it now, they push it into the corner of a lot and take up two of their stalls.
Yeah, leave up a parking spot. That's the case over here at the parking lot across the street from us.
Because you'll see sometimes people forget and they push, or if it's a new company, they push it out in the street,
mm-hmm.
And you can't do that. So, and just it is a matter of trying to keep people safe as far as shoveling your front walk and letting people pass through and stuff like that. So I don't know who it is, but I should get out one morning and put coffee or hot chocolate, because it seems like on my street somebody has an ATV and I think they just do the entire sidewalk.
Oh, wow.
So normally even before you get out to start shoveling your
awesome.
Driveway, they've already taken a lap. Well, no, they've taken a lap down the sidewalk, which is absolutely very nice. And you see, it's amazing how many people are out. You saw people Saturday and Sunday just with all their equipment in their trucks and on their things, and they were driving around and doing, some of them doing good citizen things and others making money. So supporting that local economy.
Yep, either way.
Yep.
Now, when you say that it is a city ordinance for folks to shovel their sidewalk, that means any primary walkways, right? Like the sidewalk that would primarily
just in
be
the front of the house.
Out in front of the house.
The sidewalk to your house you don't have to clear.
That's
but
up
it's,
to you.
It's, yeah, but the
good
the,
idea to leave a path for the mailman or woman, though.
That's true, and or at least you can see who's snooping around your house when you're
exactly.
not home.
It's the best part about the tracks, right?
Yeah.
Well, detective work.
It makes detective work a little easier sometimes this time of year.
Well, and did you hear about that case down in Lincoln, I think it was, made national headlines where a guy was in somebody's driveway, tried to steal some things. The couple thought that he was stuck. They went outside, come to find out there's a bunch of their stuff in his car. Left his car, took off on foot. The Lincoln Police Department, or maybe it might have been Lancaster County Sheriff's Department, either one, followed his foot tracks in the snow to a nearby house. And I thought, hey, that's easy police work then.
Those are called clues. Some days we get lucky. Well, I remember back in the early 90s when those shoes came out with the red lights in the heel of the shoe.
Oh, yeah, the light up.
Those
were big.
For a while, they were big,
yeah,
in certain neighborhoods. Then they figured out, how did they fight? Because, hey, there he goes. You know, we're going to chase those red lights for a while.
So then, those are police department approved if you're going to commit any crime.
Heck yeah. You know, so, but no, it's just funny, some of that stuff. But yeah, never a different life.
We're going to step aside here for a quick news break here on Mugs of the Morning, presented to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Pete, Brent, and Bo. Community strong all day long. Our monthly Chow the Chief continues next.
Time to check your local news. Here's Tristan Winder.
The North Platte Police Department is asking for the public's assistance in locating Kane Vieira. The 15-year-old ran away on February 9th, and according to a social media post from the North Platte Police Department, he was last seen in the 2300 block of East 2nd Street in North Platte. If you have any information on the 15-year-old's whereabouts, contact the North Platte Police Department or utilize Lincoln County Crime Stoppers. Nebraska Medicine and the University of Nebraska Medical Center have begun notifying patients and employees whose personal information may have been compromised in a data security breach last fall. The breach may have affected over 200,000 people in Nebraska and other states. Around 43 retail pharmacies in the state of Nebraska will be participating in a new federal program to assist in providing coronavirus vaccinations. Governor Pete Ricketts says that he's grateful for the additional 5,700 doses Nebraska will get through the federal program, but he's voiced some concerns about how all the different businesses will coordinate with the state's efforts. Governor Ricketts said the federal program did not include a clear way for states and retailers to ensure they're on the same page. In other coronavirus news, Nebraska's largest city has extended its mask mandate for another 3 months after the Omaha City Council voted unanimously Tuesday to extend the requirement through May 25th.
Cap off your week with a cocktail, delicious dessert, and a rocking pianist with the Prairie Arts Center's Nightcap Piano Bar, February 12th, 6:30 p.m. Get a taste for the piano bar scene in the soft ambience of PAX Marble Hall. 5 different desserts to order and a full cash bar. No cover charge at the door. See you Friday evening for a nightcap at Prairie Arts Center's Nightcap Piano Bar on February 12th. The Prairie Arts Center, your creative destination.
Here's your forecast on News Talk 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. A winter weather advisory is in effect for the forecast area. We'll see a few spotty areas of snow showers here for today with mostly cloudy skies, a high into the upper single digits. Winds out of the southeast of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then for tonight, a chance for some snow showers here, mostly cloudy, a low near minus 1. Friday, a chance for snow showers, cloudy skies, a high around 3 above. That's your weather forecast for KODY 1240 AM 106.1 FM.
Husker Radio Sports.
With a look at your Husker Radio Sports, I'm Tanner Struckman. The Nebraska men's basketball team fell to 21st-ranked Wisconsin last night, 61-48. The Big Red led by junior forward Lat Mayan, who had 14 points, as the Huskers dropped to 4-9 overall and 0-8 in Big Ten play. They've lost now 25 straight Big Ten conference games. Nebraska's back in action. Quick turnaround Friday night. They'll host 6th-ranked Illinois at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Tip-off slated for 8 p.m. coverage on KODY, 1240 a.m. and 106.1 FM. As for the Nebraska women's basketball team, they return to Pinnacle Bank Arena tonight to take on Iowa in a key Big Ten battle. Tip-off between the 9-7 Huskers and the 10-6 Hawkeyes set for 7 p.m. Coverage starts on KODY, 1240 a.m., 106.1 FM at 6:45 this evening. Again, that's the Nebraska women's basketball team hosting Iowa tonight. As for volleyball, they're on the road to Rutgers both Friday and Saturday. We'll have both of those matches on Husker Radio as well. And high school area basketball tonight. North Platte on the road to Scotts Bluff. St. Pat's will host Hershey. Those games on KODY 1240 AM 106.1 FM. Sutherland Paxton, our second game of the week on KX 104 tonight. Maxwell hosts Medicine Valley. Wallace at home against Hitchcock County. Sandhills Valley hosts Mullen. And Sandhills Thedford at Arthur County tonight on the basketball hardwood. That's sports. I'm Tanner Struckman.
When the outside elements are bad, you want the protection of a good shelter. Good protection for your personal items is important too. That's why Shelter Insurance offers many affordable products. In North Platte, you can call three great agents to help you understand your options. Pete Boltz, Brent Rogo, and Bo Witt can help you get the right coverage at the right price. From home, farm, and business to auto, life, and recreational vehicles. Find Pete, Brent, and Bo at shelterinsurance.com.
Back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back inside the studios. Pleased to have my good friend Dan Hudson joining us in the studio this morning for our monthly Chat with the Chief. Chief Hudson, it's always good to have you in the studio and always look forward to the Chat with the Chief.
Well, it's something we look forward to, and then we kind of run around and we have the same conversation every time. Well, not every time, because sometimes we have very specific things we want to talk about. It's like, I got nothing to talk about. What are we going to talk about? And we fill it.
Oh, yeah.
And you say, don't worry, we'll fill it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The people are probably sitting there going, oh, my gosh.
I think they like it. I think they like hearing from the chief of police here in the city. And it proves, too, folks, that the chief of police is accessible, too. And it proves that we have several department heads within the city of North Platte that are easily accessible, too, if folks need.
Absolutely. I don't think there's anybody that – there's no ivory towers that we sit in that
no.
don't talk to people. And, you know, and I will say, as people try, there are certain things where people will try to get a hold of me, and there's more of a process that we have as far as, like, personnel complaints. You know, when people want to complain about an interaction with a specific officer, if they're going to make a complaint, it starts with the patrol lieutenant or the
sure.
CID lieutenant. And the reason behind that is I'm the final adjudicator of if we take a personnel complaint, I'm the final adjudicator of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just I'm kind of the jury and the judge, so it's kind of ugly if it starts with me. So we, you know, I'll listen for a second and say, but this is where you need to start, and then it gets to me at some point. But that's kind of the only time that I really don't, you know, take calls. There, mm-hmm. there are certain things that we'll do that,
well,
I'll ask, hey,
yeah.
Chief Reeves, Deputy Chief Reeves, can you return this call or that call, simply because it's more in his wheelhouse.
And it's still from an administrator, too,
absolutely,
nonetheless.
Absolutely.
And there's a chain of command with all things, too. So
absolutely. You know, the law enforcement, we're a paramilitary-style organization as mm-hmm. far as the structure goes. You know, we have sergeants, we have investigators, sergeants, lieutenants, a deputy chief, and then the chief, and, you know, and... You know, There's a process. But,
absolutely.
But you know what? Again, no one's hiding.
No.
Nobody's hiding. And it's funny, when, oh, I haven't met you. Well, that's probably your thing, because I'm generally out. And it was actually
yeah.
nice. I got out to, and I missed you that day. I got down to the Ag Expo.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I was giving Dan a hard time. I gave him a call on my cell phone when I got back. And I told him I saw him, but I tried to go find you, but you were walking out. I was sitting at our booth, and you looked down, and you must have already walked down that aisle, too, before I got there.
I had, but it was just, that was kind of the first time since April of last year. Got in, believe it or not, I enjoy going out and supporting the community
yeah.
stuff, and I try to get to, but it was the first time, and it was kind of, it was refreshing to go out and actually, say hi to folks. And
do something that was normal.
Normal, yeah,
yeah.
To go out and, you know, stop by the booths and chit-chat and just kind of, you know, and, you know, we jokingly call it show the flag, wave the flag of the police department, you know. But it's important, and it was nice to actually get out and do a little bit of that stuff. So, and I know the day I was there, they said it was a good day. The day before,
yep,
they said
out.
It was slow. But that's going to be the norm for a while, I think, trying to get people
yeah.
back out. But it was nice, a lot of booths and stuff like that, and, you know, people, excuse me, there were people with masks, there were some without.
Yep, whatever you're comfortable
again.
With.
Yeah, it's
plenty of room to social distance
yeah,
at the
DNN. Yeah, that's a big place. But, hey, can I give one quick thing to one of your regular contributors?
Yes, of course.
George Lobby.
A sometime co-host.
Co-host.
He's listening this morning,
George,
I'm sure. George.
George, you're listening.
Mr. Lobby.
Hey, come on, dude. I'm not that smart of a guy. Can you give me an easy Sudoku in your paper? I get in there and I try to, hey, this is how I'm going to kill a couple minutes at a time. I'm going to relax. I'm going to ease my frustration.
And you
I
get
go
a little frustrated.
And that, it's like, you know, a lot of places, like this week will be the easy one, the middle
yep.
one,
the
hard one.
Star.
There's other Sudokus other than just the genius level that you do. I think there's probably three times I've actually filled out an entire box. Just one box, the nine box,
and you've
not
been
the
getting
line.
And you've been getting that paper for 1 week for what, 3 years now?
Yeah, come on, dude.
We're not all geniuses.
I'm a simple civil servant, you know, help me out here. You know, this
I have
is,
to
this
give
is,
George
this
a hard
is 20
time.
Minutes of just my relaxation time, and I end up Yeah, okay.
Now, Chief Hudson, we do need to wrap up our chat with the Chief as we have Mayor Kelleher and Shannon Vanderheiden joining us here in just a few moments on KODY. But a couple things I want to hit on before we wrap up. First and foremost, if there's folks out there that are wondering, are we in a snow alert, snow emergency, what's the best way for them to double-check and learn what the latest is?
Well, the department, if you're on our Rave alert system or something, there's a 911 system that you can go to, and at least you get the emails, you get the text messages, you get the robocalls. But otherwise, the department.
The only robocall I like to get.
Yeah, I think on all the media stuff, I think we put it out to all the media sources and stuff like that. And if you have a question, call us. Call the station. We'll tell you. You know, and stuff like that. But if we're expecting decent snow, assume we're going to be in a snow alert and at some point a snow emergency. But
better
call
safe
the station.
Than sorry.
Yep, absolutely.
Just call the station, the main line there, and ask simply.
Yeah. Try not to call the emergency numbers because they're busy doing other things. But
unless, of course, there is an emergency.
If there's an emergency, 911, we're always there. We're always going to answer. But then at certain hours of the day, the front office line at a certain point rings into 911. So, I mean, they still do. So that number will still be answered. And if it doesn't, it's probably because 911 is incredibly busy. But the phones are generally always answered. There's not a lot of time where, that if they're rolled over to after hours or the weekends, they're going to the 911 center.
Okay. And as we wrap up here, Chief Hudson, the city of North Platte continuing to hire, especially at your department.
We are. We have some vacancies. I think officially it might have closed, but if you feel the need and would like to apply to be a North Platte police officer, we would love to see your application. You have a few days maybe before our testing gets through. We're really in a hiring push. I think we had 5 positions. We just hired 2 dispatchers. We're going to have another dispatch position that we'll be advertising for. We just are completing some interviews for a records clerk in the front office, and we have an administrative assistant 3, which is basically Chief Reeves and I's administrative assistant. He or she runs the front office as far as our shop.
Jack of all trades.
Very busy. But we constantly are looking for good quality people. We're constantly looking for people of integrity, people of character, people that have, share a vision and want to do public service and work for our community and support our community. So if you're interested in any way, please come down and talk to us. Go to our webpage. Go to the city's webpage for the hiring thing, and we'd love to have you. We'd love to have diverse backgrounds of our organization to support our community.
Chief Hudson, as always, we appreciate the time. It's a blessing to have you in the studio, and we'll see you again in March.
Take care. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Please stay warm. Remember your pets this weekend.
Coming up next here in the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios for Mugs in the Morning, Mayor Kelleher, Shannon Vanderheiden from the West Central District Health Department join us to discuss the coronavirus vaccination process in the city of North Platte.